Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Mylon Yurkovich sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and I'm with Chris Williams. What an honor. How are you?
The honor's all mine. It's always great to be with you. It always is.
We always have fun together.
We do.
Hey, school's out. I know you have kids. I have kids and grown kids and lots of grandkids, but what are some of your thoughts about what happens to parents when school gets out and what happens to the kids? It kind of puts everybody into a bit of a frenzy, right?
It really does. I'm actually the lucky one because I go to work and then my wife has to figure out what to do.
It's kind of lost on you what's going on around here.
No, I actually this morning driving down here, I got a text from her and she's like, hey, you know, some girlfriends want to take the kids down to the beach.
Yeah.
But there's also just like all of the work involved with that.
Right.
You know, and so there's just... Like you were saying, you're out of routine once you get into a rhythm, but then once that rhythm is gone, then you have to do the hard work of figuring things out.
Yeah. You know, things at our counseling center really change because people's schedules, the ability to come consistently to appointments, sometimes are predicated on, I know my kid's in school and I have these times allocated that I can go do things. I think it's really important that we as parents be very intentional with our kids during their vacations and breaks to create connection that isn't just around watching video screens and TV and all those kinds of things. What are some ways that you like to think about intentionality with your kids and your wife and family? What are some things you do?
Well, like every other family, we fight against the screen time.
Yeah.
And it's very strong, very tempting. But one of the things we just like to do, like right before bed last night, we played Hi-Ho Cheerio. Like just playing games.
What is Hi-Ho Cheerio?
It's just a little kid's board game that like my 4-year-old can play and so can my 8-year-old. And so my 8-year-old tends to be a little too competitive with it, can throw things around. Yeah. But it, you know, playing games, you know, is something that we just really enjoy.
Mm.
You know, whether it be sports outside or board games inside, or my 4-year-old Alex has an unbelievable imagination, and so he'll make up games. Half the times they don't make sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Again, which frustrates my 8-year-old because he wants everything fair and to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is that we're just finding time to be together, whether it be an evening walk, and games at bedtime, or a afternoon or evening at the beach.
Good. Well, having fun is one of the key things, and being spontaneous, creative, being silly. I'm known as Silly Poppy in my family's household because I do silly things, but water fights and then go to the pool, play, all kinds of things like that. Chasing around the yard, kids love that, and they love to touch and hug and play and wrestle. Just important stuff. That is until they turn to be 18, then you know, then it's a little harder.
Yeah.
Hey, be sure to call us, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. We want to talk to you. We want to hear what's going on in your life. We want you to call us. Chris and I are here. We'd love to chat with you. That's what New Life is all about, giving people a chance to call in, bring whatever is on your heart, what's pressing against and into your life. And, you know, Chris, in so doing, other people are encouraged because there's a realization we all struggle with those same things.
Absolutely.
There's very little that all of us don't struggle with.
You know, some of our details may be unique, but the process of suffering and struggle is universal. And the crazy thing is we think we're alone in it, but we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, be sure to call us. We'll be here in the studio for 2 hours, 1-800-229-3000. Give us a call, and we will look forward to talking with you. And we look forward to that, and we will be right back.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back, everyone. This is New Life Live. Mylon Yurkovich, Chris Williams sitting in for Steve Ardburn today, and we are delighted to be with you. Chris, do you know what's coming up in D.C. this?
I was very curious. I was just asking on break, mm-hmm. Hey, when is the next Intimacy and Marriage Workshop?
It is the 28th of June, the end of this month in Washington, D.C. Kay and I will be there along with Steve, and we share some things that really help couples have some breakthroughs in their relationship, one of which is the expectations that people have for relationship.
Yeah.
That if I truly have the right loving partner or the fantasy of a soulmate, or if we really were meant for each other, we would just get along. We wouldn't have any difficulties or pain. You'd be able to read my mind and kind of, if you really loved me, you'd know what was going on inside and be able to predict all that. So, in fact, that's some of the stuff we discussed, some of the expectations that people walk into marriage with. And then we cover sexual issues, some of the basic struggles that couples have sexually.
Yeah.
And it's something that's not addressed in the church, sadly.
Yeah.
I think churches are very shy to talk about sexuality and sexuality in a marriage. And so we do that. And then Steve talks about some very meaningful things from his books as to what people need to stop doing that's counterproductive to a relationship and what they need to begin doing. It's back to that intentionality thing again that we talked about with playing with your kids. And those are some of the things we talk about. And we mustn't forget the value of the therapist. We have, you know, 20 therapists there, and they have a group of 4 to 5 people, I should say couples. And they will meet 5 times during that weekend, and they will then process what we're talking about in the lecture sessions, and then they will also do work with their group. Now, you've done a lot of groups.
Yeah.
And what's the value of a group in your mind?
I think what we talked about right before the break is that you know you're not alone.
Yeah.
And that the struggles that we experience in marriage are very, very common. And that, you know, we all think, my marriage is uniquely broken at such a level that, you know, we're sort of the strange ones that can't make it work, that can't stay in love even if we fell in love. And in the group process, you start realizing that other people have similar struggles. And the other thing is, like, people can express things that maybe you're feeling or thinking but you can't quite access, and they say it, and you have this really positive Me Too moment. You know, like, oh, that really helped me. It's incredibly insightful. One of the secrets that I let people know is that group therapy oftentimes can be actually more beneficial than individual. And what I would also say about the weekend, and I'm not exaggerating here whatsoever, it's about 6 months of therapy packed in to 2.5 days. And the like you said, the breakthroughs that can happen are incredibly significant. And I want to go back to something that you had mentioned that I see in my office all the time. And there are kind of two things that I think go together. They're expectation and mind reading. And so, Mylon, for you and what you see, where do we get tripped up with expectations? Like, we all have them, but where do we go wrong with them?
Well, I think the world, what the world portrays, what Hollywood portrays, what movies portray, and then what our heart and the fantasies that lie within it, the wish for things to be different than what they are, they set us up, especially if we have any pain, they set us up to have expectations, wants, and desires that aren't realistic. And so there's this idealism that gets superimposed upon relationship, friendships, jobs, organizations. And then when reality is suddenly seen or thrust upon us, we then are deeply disappointed. And so part of the problem is, do we have realistic assessments when we enter into contractual or relational connections? And most of the time we don't. I ask people all the time, who did premarital work with you before you got married? And they'll say, well, nobody. Or they'll say, you know, what'd you do? And they go, well, we had 6 weeks. I said, did anybody ask you any hard questions? Did they tell you any difficult truths? And they'll say, no. And what about the person that married you? Did they ask you any hard questions? Did they say anything about the challenges that are lying ahead? No. And so then the couple is left to still hang in their fantasies, and they're stuck there, and then they're disappointed when reality hits and they think something's wrong.
Yeah. You know,
we should have had this great relationship. Let's go to Mary from Massachusetts. She listens on WEZE. Let's go to Mary. Mary, Mylon and Chris here. How are you? Welcome to New Life.
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You listen on WEZE. So tell me how we can help you.
Well, I am a victim of bathroom. I was doing a camera in a bathroom, and it was a relative in my family. And she took pictures of, and I guess he used it for pornography, and his ex-wife had caught it. Now they're divorced. He had spent time in jail, but not enough time. And this happened 4 years ago, and it's very hard for me to get past it.
I don't blame you. So your nephew puts a camera in the bathroom. And what you're, I guess what you're saying is that he's had to do jail time for that. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, he did jail time, but you know what? The problem with him is he doesn't even, there's no remorse for what he's done. He's done it to me. He's done it to a couple of other family members.
Right.
He gets no remorse.
Well.
No remorse.
No remorse, but what I heard you say is your biggest issue is that I can't get past it.
No.
Okay.
I know you're supposed to forgive, but how can I forgive that?
Okay.
How can I forgive that?
Well, there's two. Mary, there's two things here. One is forgiving and what that means. But the other thing is that you were traumatized by that event. And it's hard to get it terribly, and it's hard to get over traumas. And we have a trauma expert here sitting with me. And Chris, what would you say about getting over traumas? They're very hard.
Yeah, one of the most infuriating things about trauma, the sin that has been done unto us, is that we can't, we want fairness, we want justice, but we can't find it.
Right.
But what we actually need is healing. And, you know, in the Gospel of Luke, I see something, a pattern that of Jesus' power over and over and over again, and it's that the power of Jesus or the kingdom of God comes constantly with healing and forgiveness, those two things coming together. I think first and foremost, Mary, it's that the boundaries around the behavior need to be very strong. You need to be back in a place of safety and protection. in your home and other people's home, especially in the privacy of something like a bathroom. And so making sure that you...
Yes, I don't go anywhere near that family.
Okay.
No more.
Good.
Yeah. And so, but what happens is that the root of that pain turns into or produces a bitter fruit. And so going into the hurt, there's a lot of anger there, but you need to address the hurt that's underneath that, mm-hmm. the fear that's underneath that. Working that out, I would suggest, in counseling. And so trying to forgive without healing is darn near impossible.
Yeah.
And so I think that the first thing isn't forgiving. The first thing is to begin in a healing process with someone who can walk you through the impact of that event and get you on the other side. And as you go through that, not once you go through it, then you continue to work the process of forgiving, which starts with letting this person go.
Yeah. You know, Mary, are you in any kind of a trauma support or a grief support group? What kind of a support do you have around you as a person, Mary?
No one.
Okay.
Friend.
Okay. And is you live in a very populated state of lots of great groups and therapists and different things like that. If you were to get into a trauma or grief recovery group where you have people around you, you'll be able to process the trauma that you experience. Because if we find that something secretly was done to us and we didn't know about it, it feels like betrayal. Mm-hmm. It's very frightening. You realize somebody has been observing me and I thought I was private. It's shameful in many respects. And he's not remorseful. He doesn't have to be a person who is apologetic. You can let him go by learning to grieve the loss and get in with a group of people that can tell you how much you are worth, mm-hmm. and to help you process that. And then sometime later, Chris, you said this, she can then forgive, which means to let him go.
Yes.
See? But trusting, and I like you said, I like what you said, Mary, we don't hang around with that family anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it, and that's good, because I wouldn't trust them or the family or that young man anymore. So you want to get in a support group, and we're going to send you a book, and Forgiving the Unforgivable, mm-hmm. and it may help you in that journey. But Mary, I'm glad you called. I'm so sorry that happened to you. And I think I remember talking to you before. Did you call into our show once before?
I may have a while back.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, I kind of remember, but I'm certainly glad you called in again. And Mary, I thank you for calling us. And, you know, Chris, this whole concept of trauma, when we've been suddenly surprised and shocked at an invasion in our life,
yeah,
trauma sticks itself in the brain.
Way deep down in the brain.
Way deep down. And the brain sort of seizes it and grabs on and holds on to that.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do stuff over here to try and get free.
Mm-hmm.
And EMDR is one of the processes whereby we can release trauma. Can you give us a 15-second, 30-second overview of what that process looks like?
Yeah, the EMDR process allows the healing part of the brain to talk with the stuck part of the brain.
Hmm.
So we all have a natural healing, self-healing mechanism in our body, like mm-hmm. a scab.
Mm-hmm.
EMDR just helps that scab take form and the healing begin by getting the different parts of our brain communicating so that we don't live underneath the trauma. Or even with the trauma, we can begin to live above the trauma.
Right. And so we recommend that for Mary and anybody else in the radio audience who has been traumatized or hurt, and they find that their whole life, as I heard one person say, if you haven't resolved your trauma, you'll spend your whole life living out that trauma instead of living out your life.
Yeah.
And in order to get free, there are people that specialize in this.
The pain that we do not resolve, we will recycle.
It recycles and it leaks out all over the place.
Yeah.
So, Mary, thanks for calling in. Let's talk to Rhonda in Portland, Oregon. You listen on the app. So, hi, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for taking my call today.
You are so welcome. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, So I've had some really strong romantic feelings for an individual, and they don't reciprocate them. And I don't know how to let go of those feelings and move on and let it just be platonic like it should be.
How long did you know this person?
I have known him for almost a decade, almost 10 years now.
Does he know about your feelings, Rhonda?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And what does he say to you about your attraction toward him?
He really doesn't say too much. He just dodges and avoids if it ever came up.
Okay. So he's kind of like a boxer in the ring, bobbing and weaving a little bit, trying to avoid what you're sharing with him. Is that right?
Exactly.
And so your question is, what do I do with these strong feelings? And he won't love you back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, boy, I think that's something many of us have felt. And when we come back from the break, we're just going to chat with you about that, because I'm so sorry that's going on. I think that's a very difficult thing, to have love for someone and for them not to offer that love back. Boy, it's sad. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. So hang on the line, Rhonda, and we're going to talk with you as soon as we get back from this break. This is New Life Live. Mylon Yurkovich, Chris Williams. We'll be right back.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. Mylon Yurkovich with Chris Williams, sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and welcome back to New Life Live. You know, let's go right back to Rhonda, and Rhonda is talking about the fact that she's been, I'll say it differently, she's been in love with a guy for 15 years, and she's known him for that length of time. And she's told him, he's kind of bobbing and weaving, trying to avoid it. And she's frustrated and saddened, I'm sure, that he won't love her back. What are thoughts you have there to Rhonda?
Yeah, so Rhonda, I have a question for you. What desire or need do you have inside of you that you believe this guy is going to meet, or that this guy is going to fulfill?
Well, you know, just, I guess, the whole, I've been single for a while, and it's not really something that I like. I know that I really like this guy, and I feel I can see a future with him, and I would really like to see that future come to fruition. But.
Well, what I hear underneath that is loneliness. Is that you have a need for relationship. You have a need for connection.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what we're kind of seeing underneath the surface here is that this guy is emotionally unavailable.
At least in a romantic sense, I would agree with that. We're good friends.
Yeah.
And I just need to get past this expectation that I have that's never going to, it seems like, happen.
Yeah. Do you have a good support system? You have good friends, good people that come around mm-hmm. you that you can get coffee with, hang out with, get dinner with?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good.
So, Rhonda, what happened to your first marriage?
It didn't work out. The guy that I was with, I feel like, was just manipulative and just not a healthy person for either of us to be in relationship with each other.
Mm. How long were you with him?
We were together for about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about your relationship with your own father.
It wasn't very strong when we were younger, but as we both aged and grown, it's gotten a lot better.
Good.
But it's still not, you know, a close, tight relationship, but we're getting there.
Well, it might be improving, but what you're telling me is there is... I'm going to put these in slightly different terms, but tell me if you agree with this. I would bet that inside you there is a longing to have someone really love me and be close mm-hmm. to me. And you've probably mm-hmm. felt that for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Okay. And so... this kind of goes back to what Chris was saying a few minutes ago. What am I trying to create here? What are my expectations? What are my hopes here in this relationship? And I love what you said about your first marriage. It wasn't healthy. We were together 6 years. And it's amazing how long we can stay with someone in an unhealthy relationship, okay? But what you're telling me is I'm seeking a relationship and a longing for closeness. And yet, and I would have to say to you, that's really important to pursue. It's really important to find someone that can be close to you. But it sounds like your first husband wasn't healthy enough to do that. And it sounds like this friend of yours isn't emotionally available to provide that. And when you say, I think we could have a great future together, Rhonda, what you're telling me is, there's a dream inside of you which is fostered by that longing. I know this could be a great thing, and sometimes that's called a fantasy. And I think one of the things you may want to do is stop and ask yourself, how much time am I spending in a fantasy mm-hmm. of imagining this man being what I long for a man to be? And that's the deception in the whole thing right here. And even though your friend is a really nice guy, and I'm glad you have a good friend, he doesn't sound like he would provide for you the closeness that you're actually longing for.
That could make sense.
Okay. So what I would recommend...
something that I want to be true, but it definitely, you know, I could see it.
Yeah, it doesn't... yeah, we want things to be true, but it doesn't mean they will.
And part of that closeness is Rhonda, here, you want to be desired.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be pursued and desired, and this guy is not showing you that he desires and pursues you in that way that you need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that sort of breaks that fantasy.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Rhonda, I'm going to recommend something for you, and this may sound a little counterintuitive, but... I know in the Portland, Oregon area, there's people up there that study attachment, and bonding and attachment research and therapists who specialize in attachment work. I'm going to send you a copy of our book, How We Love, and encourage you to find a therapist in the area so that you can actually meet and work through and process your history. I'm glad you have a relationship with your dad now, and it's growing. But for a little tiny girl and a young girl in grade school, that can create a powerful longing to create something that can get them into relationships that don't work really well. We'll be right back after the break.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. Mylon Yurkovich with Chris Williams. And, you know, Chris, we have some incredible donors here at New Life. And I have to say, I'm a big believer in New Life. They're well organized and very fiscally responsible organization. Mm-hmm. And we have a matching gift, and it's really cool that any gift that a person sends in will be doubled in this season of time. And just
it's really important that and I love it. You know, people like, you know, is a matching gift manipulative? No, not at all.
No.
No, a matching gift is doing just that. It's the kingdom of God talks about it all the time, and that things are expanded.
Yeah.
So what we want to invest, we want to increase that investment all the more.
Yeah.
And so what's awesome, again, is that any donation you give is automatically doubled.
Yeah. And if you do, we will send you, we will thank you.
Yeah, if you're looking on our Facebook live.
If you're
live,
on Facebook live, you can see that you will get, not, I don't know if this t-shirt's involved here, but at least the New tote. Life Live Com tote. Mm-hmm. And it's a thermal tote. Now, Chris, here's a mystery I don't understand. Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you put something hot in there, it'll stay hot.
Yes.
And if you put something cold in there, it'll stay cold.
Yes.
How does the bag know what to do?
It's witchcraft.
Which one to do? How does the bag know whether I should? It's supposed to keep this stuff hot or keep it cold?
It's the marvels of modern science is all I can say. That's above my pay grade
how
right there.
How does it know? Okay. Well, we're in the studio for 2 hours, and be sure to call us 1-800-229-3000. And let's go to Richard in Boston, Massachusetts. He's listening, Sirius XM Satellite. Richard, welcome to the show.
How are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
very blessed.
Good. Talk to us. You called us and...
Okay. Yes. Here's my situation. Okay. I'm with my wife, Shirley, and she was married before, but she left him because he was controlling, selfish, macho, abusive, both emotionally and physically.
Hmm.
And I find out about 2 months ago, well, April 24th, to be exact. And he got in touch with her, and he's saying, oh, I want you back.
Hmm.
And she tells me, okay, we don't keep secrets. I was like, okay, why? Well, because he says he's changed. I said, well, has this happened before in the past? Well, the first time I had him leave, and he was gone for 4 months, and he came back, and he told me he changed. And I said, then what happened? It started all over again 2 or 3 months later.
Sure.
And I said, and you keep this cycle going. She says, well, because, you know, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So we pray, okay? The one thing her and I have completely 100% in common is Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, okay? We pray all the time. I go to work. I drive a truck. When I stop for lunch, I send her a prayer over the phone.
So,
I send her prayers in the evening.
So, Richard, tell me how we can help you with this difficult problem. How can we help you?
With this, I mean, I've prayed and prayed and prayed, and I don't know how to put it in any type of perspective because I don't understand why somebody would say, oh, he wants me back. Oh, I'm thinking about it.
You know,
how do you know what he's done over and over?
But, Richard, there is another issue here, too. It hurts you deeply that someone would want to leave you and go back to that.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Why?
Why? It's a fabulous question, and it doesn't make sense. But let's see what we can do.
I bring her to God.
I know. Richard, give us a chance to just talk about this for a second with you. And we're so sorry, we really get it. But Chris, I know you have some thoughts on this.
Yeah, Richard, you're going to double down in your efforts to try to understand and stop her from doing this. And I just want you to know, I'm going to say this is not hopeless by any stretch of the imagination. There's a lot of hope, but you need to understand something. She carries a level of pain inside of her that has been going on long before she even knew your name.
Mm-hmm. Or his.
Or his.
The first husband's
exactly.
name.
And she is right now, because she's not touching that pain inside of her, and she hasn't, she's powerless against it. It decides for her.
Mm-hmm.
It thinks for her. It even desires for her. And so if she's powerless against it, how much more powerless are you? And so one of the first things that I want you to be able to do, Richard, is I want you to be able to, and this is really, really hard work, but unhook your worth from her behavior. Her behavior has nothing to do with whether you're a good husband or a poor husband, whether you're a great guy
right.
or a bad guy. This behavior has everything to do with the pain that she hasn't addressed in her own life that is recycling itself in her relationships. And so I think that she needs what she could really use right now is your strength. And your strength doesn't look like rescuing her. Your strength looks like really strong boundaries with really firm help, meaning that, like, no, you are not married to him. You're married to me. And so as my wife, right. I really do require you to cut off communication with him because he's unhealthy for you, and he's definitely unhealthy for the relationship. And I desire that we get into some couples counseling and some couples work so we can work on really growing and firming up our bond, and hopefully she can get into a healing process.
Hmm. You know, Richard, you said a couple of really great things. One is that you're praying for her and sending her Bible verses and prayers and things like that. And, you know, the Bible tells us to cover absolutely everything we do in prayer, to bathe it in prayer. But you also used,
right.
And so never stop the prayers, okay? But then you also used another word. You used the word cycle. She cycles through in a repetitive pattern. And Chris, you said something that I think is significant here. And Richard, your wife probably started that cycle when she was a little girl. She probably had a parent that was in and out, a parent that was with her and then would leave and then come back and apologize. She had somewhere in her history, she had this cycle that has familiarity to it. And so whether she's not making the conscious decisions to follow this cycle, but as Chris said, this cycle is controlling her. It is the driving force, the animating force inside of her. And you know how the Bible says, train up a child in the way which he or she should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from that.
Yeah.
But the truth is also, it's also true from a negative viewpoint.
Yes.
If you train somebody up in a pattern, when they're old, they won't depart from it.
Yeah.
And so what's important here, Chris and Richard, is just what Chris said. Get into a therapist that can help the two of you sort this out so that you know what it is you're working with. And I guarantee you, and I rarely do this, and I'm not a betting man, but I guarantee you there's a historical basis for her being drawn back to the flame. And we want you to find that. So we're going to send you a book that Steve Arterburn wrote on...
Changes That Heal?
Yes, Changes That Heal. That's the word I was looking for.
There you go. Yeah.
And that book talks about the very things we need to do to choose to get unstuck.
And Intimacy and Marriage Workshops coming there to the East Coast as well.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they're in
Boston.
Hugely helpful.
The end of the month of June, we're going to be there on the 28th in Washington, D.C., and we would love to have you there, Richard. You know, if people join Club New Life, we're talking about the donations and the gift, the matching gift. But if you join New Life in the Club New Life group, it is a monthly support of this ministry. And this ministry depends heavily, not because it's poorly run fiscally, but because we have to pay to be on the radio. It's very expensive to pay for Christian radio. And we will send you the best of New Life books.
This library, I just have to jump in. It's amazing.
Well,
it's so incredible.
It is, and I'm quite honored that that Kay and I are on that. But you'll get a copy of How We Love, Changes That Heal, which we were just talking about, Boundaries, Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Forgiving What You Never Forgot, and Every Man's Battle, and The Secrets Women Keep. Now, that is kind of the who's who of books with respect to the hosts and hostesses of New Life Live. And if you join New Life and call in and or go online, you can join Club New Life for a basic, you know, gift per month. And we'll send you those books. And it's worth it. It's absolutely a great gift. Now, we'll be right back for a closing segment. We'll be back in just a moment.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. Mylon Yurkovich with Chris Williams. And we're going to be in the studio for another hour, so please give us a call at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We would love to talk to you. If you're still on the holding, please hang on. We will get to your call. Let's go to Carol in Boston, Massachusetts. She listens on WEZE. Hi, Carol. How are you? Carol, are you there?
Yes. Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm nervous.
Nervous? Well,
yes.
Then you called just the right place. We just try to help people feel
less
at home.
Less nervous.
Yeah.
We're hanging out in our living room. That's all we're doing today.
Yep.
Okay.
Carol, what's on your mind? What would you like to share with us today?
Okay. I guess my problem is that I get nervous around people in general. Getting together with people. I'm 62 years old. And I've had this problem all my life.
Sure.
I've been told that I either talk too much, I don't talk enough, I talk too loud. And it probably, you think that's the reason why I feel this way.
Hey, Carol, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Let me ask a question. Whose voice do you hear?
Pardon me?
When you hear those statements that you talk too much or don't talk enough or you talk too loud, whose voice is on those words?
Probably my mom.
Yeah?
My grandmother.
Your mom and your grandmother.
Yeah.
And what?
My husband. Has told me that.
And your husband, yeah. So.
Yeah, he tells me that a lot.
Well, what did you hear from your mom and grandma? What did they tell you about how you show up to relationship or how you show up to the world in conversation?
I was always very shy and quiet. My mother, she used to talk loud. So maybe I got it from her, and but you know, I guess my problem is that I feel uncomfortable around people.
And where, this is a little bit different question, but where in your body do you carry that discomfort?
My stomach.
Yeah.
I get like sometimes I nervous stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like I want to throw up.
Yeah. No.
A nauseous feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable being in my skin. I just feel very uncomfortable around people, and I don't have any friends. I got a phone call the other day from a very nice woman to get together for coffee. And I'm actually nervous about getting together with her.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
And Carol, in your stomach, down in that in that gut part of you, I want you to fill in the blank of this statement. People are what?
See, this is my problem. I mean, I'm even having trouble talking to you.
That's okay.
I don't understand the sentence.
Yeah. But your gut believes that people are what?
Well, it depends on the people. I don't trust people.
Because I'm afraid people will what?
Misinterpret me if I say, you know, I'm afraid that I might say the wrong words, or they might talk about me behind my back.
Yeah. So people will misunderstand you, they won't get you, they'll even judge you or criticize you.
Absolutely.
So people
people
must be scary.
Yes, I'm scared of people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it.
And let me just say that it's reasonable if you experienced people criticizing you just for having a conversation or talking. If that you were misunderstood, you weren't seen and heard as a kid, and you had to carry yourself around inside of you without anyone to connect with, that's really scary. That's a terrifying place to be.
It is. I agree.
Carol.
This
scary place that you find yourself at, you felt that for a long, long time, haven't you?
Yes, ever since I was a child.
Right.
I've always kept to myself. I wasn't the type of person that would go up to anyone and say, you know, you want to play with me. I always waited for someone to come to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's
that way today.
But there's two things here. One is it's very possible you're an introvert, which is a person who is an observer, and you're not likely to put your hand out and talk to people. But you can have a few high-quality friendships, and that's one of the things that's true about an introvert. But additionally, you are not the one that has social anxiety or feels socially awkward. Your family somehow put that into you. Your family put a message in, and it's not your message, it's your family's message.
Okay.
Well, that's really important because Chris asked that. Whose voices are these? And you said my mother, my grandmother. And so really, Carol, you're not the one that has this set of feelings. I know you feel that, but you didn't put them there. It's not your fault. And so one of the things we also have to be able to do is we also have to ask ourselves, what messages do I want to carry forward from my family? What messages do I want to promote, and what are the ones that are worthy of my attention? And unfortunately, there's some poor messages that are still at the headline in your mind. And I just want you to know it's not your fault that you have this message in you. But because you can't help what older people imprint into you as a child, your brain is formed around their imprints. Secondly, though, you have to decide, as the Apostle Paul said, we need to put off the old man and put on the new man, which is being renewed. The way that happens, Carol, and this is going to sound a little counterintuitive, but the very thing you need is community. And so what I would suggest that you do is you get into a group that is focused around healing, trauma, grief. So trauma and grief groups where we're trying to put off and let go of this trauma where my family was constantly critical of me, not necessarily one big T trauma, but a bunch of small T's strung together where I have been formed and shaped by other people. And Carol's going to have to rise up and with the help of that group say, I no longer want to carry this message. And the group will help to socialize you. The group will help you learn to be comfortable with people.
And reshape a belief about people.
That's right.
That people are no longer scary, but people are to be loved and to receive love from and to be in connection with.
So, Carol, we have to go. The show is almost over. I'm going to send you the book, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn. And we thank everyone for listening to us today. Remember, we're in the studio for one more hour, and we'd love to have you call 1-800-229-3000. And for Chris Williams, myself, Mylon Yurkovich, and for all of us at New Life, we thank you for being with us, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.